From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Next month marks 1 year since a massive earthquake and tsunami struck northeast Japan, causing a meltdown at a coastal nuclear plant. The region, known as Tohoku, is a prime producer of seafood, miso paste, and sake. But concerns about food safety after the meltdown have hampered its recovery. As Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo, one of the world's leading experts on Japanese food, an American woman, is now lending a hand.
It's a nihaizu, or a vinegar sauce on top of it.
If there's a Julia Child of Japanese cooking classes, a witty and passionate interpreter of Japan's cuisine, transplanted New Yorker Elizabeth Ando would fit the bill nicely.
But the color is less vibrant. It's just embarrassingly simple. I'll explain it to you in a moment.
As an exchange student back in the 1960s, the former Elizabeth Sachs came to Japan to pursue anthropology. She fell in love, but not just with a local businessman. Her life has been devoted to parsing and explaining the finer points of Japanese cuisine to the rest of the world as writer for Gourmet magazine, cookbook author, and culinary teacher in suburban Tokyo.
You can just pull off a piece and see what it's like.
After the triple disaster struck Tohoku last year, Ando was in a quandary. Slowed by illness, she focused on raising money for what she does best, publishing a cookbook. But this book, instead of her usual lavish coffee table tome, would be shorter and published only online. Ando's mission is to help save Tohoku by documenting its obscure regional cuisine.
There's a physical diaspora, if you will. There are evacuees that are still, unfortunately, in temporary housing. Some of them have been physically moved to other parts of Japan.
Regional cuisines are a moving target. Traditional dishes often disappear during periods of upheaval, like right now.
So there's the sense of urgency that I feel before it gets too assimilated, that people will be able to share with me their food memories so that I can get it out there to a larger audience.
Chilly and remote, with both mountains and a long coast, Tohoku cooking draws heavily on foodstuffs dating back 5,000 years.
Much of it is quite ancient. The area itself goes back to the Jomon period. We're talking about, you know, millennia. And some of the foodstuffs that I've tried to sort of give a new life to, the seeds, the nuts, the dried flowers, they're not things that normally people would think of using in their kitchen.
Ando's cookbook includes delicacies such as walnut and miso-stuffed herb leaves, enoki mushrooms with dried chrysanthemum petals, and persimmons in pine nut sauce. But the cover of her ebook displays just 3 rice balls, the Japanese equivalent of a peanut butter sandwich.
Because it travels well and doesn't have to be reheated, it became the first food that survivors ate. That's the whole point. It's comforting because it's recognizable. It's the thing that you want when everything else around you is falling apart.
Ando's book, Kibo, Brimming with Hope, is being released this month in digital form only, with half the proceeds going to the recovery of Tohoku. For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.